may function. So.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. I'm not used to this. I am Tori Child. I'm acting in lieu of the chair and vice chair who were unable to be present this evening. It is 5:37, and we're going to do call to order. Do I say the names?
Yeah, you can do roll call now.
Okay, roll call. Claire Chafee.
Here.
Tori Child, here. Leslie Johns is absent. She did indicate that. Anna Klein, again absent. Dwayne Wallace.
Here.
Trudy Lynn.
Here.
Philip Martinez.
He's excused.
He is excused, I hear. Marie Miner.
Absent.
Is absent. And Jesse Smith is
right here.
It's here. Yay, I almost counted you off, dear. Okay, so there we are. Roll call is finished. We'll have call to the public where any member may speak about issues not on the agenda. Okay, we are not having anyone wishing to address any new issues. So we're going to move forward to item one, approval of the minutes of the July 24th special session of 2018.
I didn't see any
minutes.
Please. Okay, so if you take a moment to look those over.
Okay, then someone needs to make a motion to approve.
Will someone motion to approve these minutes, please?
I'll motion to approve, Trudy Lynn.
Thank you, Trudy.
And then we need a second.
Anyone to second?
I second it.
Thank you very much. At that, we will move on.
No, you have to, you have to call roll.
Call roll.
Yeah, all in favor?
Oh, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous of all present. Thank you for your guidance. I appreciate it.
I spent a lot of time.
A question?
Yeah.
How many of us do we have to have for a quorum? Four in this group?
Four, not including myself or Anna Klein. We don't count.
Right.
Four voting members.
Four is what we need for a quorum. Okay.
Thank you, Claire, for clarifying that, because this is all new to me. So we're going to move on, with everyone's approval, to item two. This item is a discussion and possible action on the requirements of a chair and vice chair for the committee.
If you don't mind, the reason why this was brought up is because we had an issue with not getting the agenda after multiple times asking for an agenda. So I thought it would be, and so did other staff, the clerks, we thought it would be a good idea to kind of go over those requirements as per the charter for the group. However, the chair and the vice chair aren't here. But I can just paraphrase if you don't mind. And then I can email. I'll make sure everybody gets a copy of the charter. I think we gave it out last meeting, but I can't be sure.
Of the charter?
It's online. Of the meeting. If not, I'll make sure it gets emailed out within a week or so. For the chair, let me see here. Right here.
It's in the charter? I don't remember seeing it in the charter.
It's in the charter on page 3. The chair will preside at all meetings of the committee and ensure meetings are in compliance. B, appoint any ad hoc committee members deemed necessary by the chair. Ensure that an agenda for any upcoming meetings is submitted to staff liaison at least 7 working days prior to that meeting. That's 7 working days, so that gives you almost 2 weeks to get it in ahead of time. And that did not happen. And then ensure proper decorum and procedures are maintained at all meetings. Ensure an annual report is presented to council and mayor at the first council meeting in June. The vice chair will perform the duties of the chair during his or her absence. B, act in advisory capacity to the chair and perform such functions as assigned by the chair. We also have jobs of recording secretary and transcribing secretary. However, since those were never voted on, those duties usually fall to the chair. They're supposed to, and for committees, we don't even require minutes per se. We require action agendas because those are easier. That's basically, you know, like Trudy right here. Trudy motioned, and Jesse seconded, and then the vote. All the discussion and everything like that usually gets left off because we're recording, mm-hmm. and since we're using that in this, and because there's over 20 different committees, trying to transcribe all those that's a difficult
job. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I'm all in favor of putting this on the next meeting as well too. Because we need to, this is important. This
yes,
is very,
it is.
You know, this is, I'm looking forward to this committee, but we need to make sure that the things are getting done that are supposed to be getting done. And if any assistance is needed for that, we'll do everything we can to help with that. You know, we're not even asking for, you know, the way we laid out the agenda. All we need are the ideas from the chair. If any of you have any ideas for an agenda item, usually you email or call the vice chair or chair, and then they put all that together. And so that way there's almost like, you know, it's not seven different people contacting the staff. It is usually one or two people. But if you have any ideas for future meetings, that's usually the way it goes.
Do we have to do the three? Like with council, do we have to wait the three times? Like if we do a petition or call to public, okay?
Right.
Well, like with a petition, we have to wait three council.
No. Since you are members of, you are in the body,
okay.
and members of the actual committee, you help drive the meetings. All you have to do is you ask the chair, I'd like to talk about this, in an email, I'd like to talk about this, can you please put this on the agenda? Okay. Then it's the responsibility of the chair or vice chair to make sure that gets put on the agenda. So okay. if you have any ideas, you know, or anything you want to discuss, that's how that's done. And it keeps things, you know, there's usually one or two points of contact, and everything works usually easier that way.
Can I ask clarification just on one issue on that?
Yeah.
So any ideas that we have as a group that we present to the chair or vice chair to be brought forth to the meeting mm-hmm. will be brought forth. It's not to be censored by them if they do not agree in the email. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Now there's always a chance that if there's something that is out of the realm, but that's usually the decision of the clerk. Or if Nina or Ashley says this can't go on, there's
sure.
a good it's a good reason.
Yeah.
But they cannot, you know, the chair cannot censor those things.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Now, where do we get everybody's email?
Through the clerk. However, you have to be very, very careful with that. You cannot do group emails. A group email can be a violation of an open meeting law.
Right.
Usually... any discussion or either you send an email to me and I pass that along because I'm like the neutral party.
Well, you're the in-between.
You know, or to Nina or to Ashley. And then they can go ahead and forward that, you know.
Well, I could send it to the chair. She's the chair right now, basically, okay? I can send it to the chair. Mm-hmm. She can send it to you.
Yes. Yes. Now, and you also have to be very, very careful of email chains too. Like, you can't send Jesse something.
No.
And they have because then it gets.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And we went over that and all that. And it's difficult. It is, especially when you don't have any experience in this.
Yeah.
Anything you do, you don't want to be on the receiving end of a violation of open meeting.
Yeah,
law.
But I don't. Exactly. I'm not going to send it directly to you before I send it to the chair.
And that's my suggestion is if there's something that you want. I would email, you know, or call. Email is a better record.
Right, you've got a paper trail.
It's a traceable record.
You know, and especially because you have become, you know, you're on this committee. Anything with official, that's official record. And right. That way, there is no question. There is, because if somebody does a records request, and trust me, the people love them here. That is your proof that whatever you discussed is what you discussed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a paper trail. You need to have that. Now, that you said was on page 3 of the charter?
Of the charter on the committee, the bylaws of the Bisbee Committee on Disability Issues.
Oh, okay. It's not in the charter.
No, well, it's bylaws, charter.
Well, when you said page 3 of the charter, it's not on page 3 of the charter.
I apologize. It's page 3 of the bylaws.
Okay. Can you get a copy of the bylaws?
Yes. Yeah. I can get that emailed out. Probably give me a week or so.
Okay.
I can get an email.
That would be wonderful.
It is online as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What do we look under?
Boards and commissions, and then go to disability,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of keep on going until you find the one you're on, and it has different links to all the information. That's where they usually put the recordings, the agendas, the action agendas, everything.
Can I ask a question that might be related?
Of course.
Is it possible? I don't have a printer, and I really like working with a hard copy. Is it possible if this committee survives that we can get like a bound volume with all?
Well, that is definitely something we can, and it, because, and I have some of it. I have lots of binders on different things.
Let me know what you want. I'll print it for you. I have a printer.
But I think with this, it is a good idea too, though. If we can get one built, we can at least not necessarily either give one for or have one with us,
right,
so that if there's a question,
we can reference it. Indeed.
You mean the bylaws?
Well, everything. Our past agendas, all that. There's always an electronic record, but mm-hmm. That's easier for. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do is go paperless. I just don't have my laptop because it's getting updated right now. But I have no problem getting a binder so that we have a record of all that. And then like, so if there's a question, well, no, we didn't talk about that. Yes, we did. Here, that it's an easier reference for all of us. That's a really good idea. Let me make a note of it.
Yeah, I like having a personal binder, and then I can add copies of the minutes
mm-hmm.
and have everything in one place.
Of course.
I will print up everything I can find in there for you and bring it, okay?
About the bylaws.
Then I need a 3-1 lunch and a binder.
Because I don't have a printer either, right?
Well, then I will make this happen.
Thank you.
I have a new cartridge.
Thank you. I'll contribute towards the printer house.
It's not necessary. So at this point, it looks like item 2, where we were discussing the requirements of the chair and the vice chair, is to be tabled till the next meeting. How's that for knowing the terminology?
That's perfect.
Not bad for an old nurse. Yes, that's perfect. Do we have a motion?
We have a motion. All the motion.
Motion
to
table?
Yes.
To table.
I second.
Thank you. And thank you from the gallery for the guidance. So at this point, quickly it seems, we're moving on to item 3. This, I will read it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry.
All in favor of
tabling? All in favor. That's right. All in favor of tabling the requirements. Okay, an aye. It's unanimous.
If I might, on item 3, I suggest there be a table on that as well. Here comes Marie. Because Leslie
is not here
is
and
not
she's
here.
Presenting.
She was presenting.
So should I just read it towards that game?
True.
Okay. So item 3, discussion on grad students from the University of Arizona School of Public Health visit to Gore Park lunch to include discussion on the results of surveying the people about their perceptions of access to mental health resources in Bisbee. Since this information was to be brought forth by Leslie Johns, who is ill this day, I'm going to ask for a motion to table this till our next meeting.
I motion we table.
And a second?
I second.
Okay. I thought if you're going to motion, then hers would be the second.
Well, I'm actually working in your stead because you weren't here.
Yes, I apologize.
No worries. So we were just going onward. So she's
The first.
First, and then do we have a second?
I'm seconding.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous to table that to the next discussion. So since the chair has just arrived, I am going to very gladly step down from this position and pass it on over.
So we're on members' comments.
Right. One of the things I wanted to bring up under this, which is very important, is that I had 12 numbers of items for the agenda. And the reason why you're not seeing any of those agenda items is because due to health care issues, I had a late appointment today, and I thought I'd still be able to make it, and I apologize for being late. I'm sorry. I'm going for two specialists tomorrow, and so I had to wrap it up today for it. The number of the items that were left off were things that we were going to discuss, and I wanted to find out, Duane, do you have either of those publications that we were going to discuss?
I have nothing because it's not on the agenda. It's not on the agenda, I cannot bring anything up. And as far as publications go, and there's supposed to be no discussion, but I will. We all talked about everyone doing this on their own time and coming and discussing. I remember that discussion. As far as the publications, they're on the website. That's what you're talking about, correct?
Yes, but what was going to happen is Leslie Johns was going to bring in a copy for us to as a group to look over and discuss.
Yes,
and that's what I remember very distinctly.
Yes, but I did not because it's not on the agenda.
Right, that's why we don't have it. But I'm bringing it up for. So it'll be on a future agenda. That'll be later on the agenda item.
Well, and yes, when we get on the future agenda items, however, to maintain the way everybody else does it, if you want it on the agenda, when I ask for the agenda, put it. That's when you send it to me. We can mention what we want. No discussion. Like you want this, you want this, you want this. We cannot discuss it per open meeting law. However, when it's time for the actually agenda, that's when we receive it from you. You know, if they want something or Claire wants or whoever wants it, that's when we receive it. Us or you mentioning it during the meeting isn't putting it on the agenda. It's when we get the email from the chair or vice chair, that's when it becomes on the agenda.
And what he's saying that's very important is I don't create the agenda in a vacuum. Thanks to you folks, we create the agenda. So if nobody contacts me to put something on the agenda, that item doesn't happen. Okay? So that's where you have to come in.
We can't discuss it. It's open meeting law. These are member comments. So generally what it is, you go around
the agenda section.
You go around the room, and if you have a comment, or you make your comment, but there can't be a back and forth.
Exactly.
Because that is a violation of open meeting law.
When can I ask for an email?
For an email?
When can I ask for Marie's email?
Contact Nina. Nina and Ashley are the keepers of the email, as it were.
All the emails, addresses?
They have everybody's private email. You can ask after the meeting. You can do that as well. But generally for the city, Ashley and Nina that's the line of defense because they have the most training. And they're actually certified and licensed in being a civil clerk. You know, they're the ones who, you know, that's why they report to mayor and council as opposed to the city manager, because they're the legal, what part of that legal part of the city.
And that's so why when something comes out as something to be projected for the agenda, that's why none of you can do the section on your phone which says reply all. You cannot do that. You can reply the one where it says reply, but you can't do reply all. Because once you've done reply all, you've broken the open meeting agenda. I had to learn that the hard way last year.
So remind me again if it's okay.
Yeah.
When something comes up, each of us comments one time and then that's it?
No, not even. No. If there is a question, when you get an email, and usually Nina and Ashley are very careful, and even I, about not, we do a BCC, a blind copy, so that You cannot reply to everyone. You can only reply to the originator of the email. If it comes from Ashley, you reply direct, or Nina, you reply directly to them, and that's it.
Okay. So that's an email in the meeting. Explain that part.
Okay. The way it goes, because of open meeting law, like this. If you have an agenda item that is noticed, let's say number three. You can discuss number three because it is noticed. There has been a proper public notice that this will be discussed. The reason under member comments, staff comments, and future agenda items you cannot discuss is because you don't know what that person is going to bring up. And since you don't know what, let's say, Trudy or Jesse or Claire or whoever is going to bring up to discuss, you cannot talk about it because it is not fair to the public.
Because they weren't forewarned that this was to be discussed.
You don't know ahead of time, right.
So you're that saying we can't sense. Talk about agenda items before the meeting?
That are not a part of the agenda.
You have to be very careful about discussing that before. But I'm talking, as far as the actual, like on the agenda, the items, you can bring it up. Like if you have one, you can go ahead and bring it up, but no one else can make a comment on it.
You can present the idea, but we can't discuss it back and forth. We can only discuss back and forth what is listed because this has been properly presented to the public, so if they wanted to show and hear about it. But other ideas we have, we can say, I have X idea, and then we leave it at that. We don't say, oh, fabulous idea, or give me more information.
Okay, so I was told to speak during members' comments, so I just speak, and then nobody answers, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. Member comment. One rule that I want to make everybody aware of is, and unless this has changed, and correct me if it's changed, Duane, but if you miss three meetings, it doesn't matter whether they're consecutive or not, if you miss three meetings, at that point, a member of the committee can recommend that we, what's the word you would say? Tell this person to resign, or
you can remove.
We can remove somebody if they've been absent three times. This is Philip Martinez's second absence.
But it was excused.
Is he excused?
Yes, he was excused.
Okay.
If you're not excused.
Okay.
Yes.
Is Anna Klein excused?
Good point.
She is the that doesn't count. She is the.
She can miss all the meetings.
She is the council liaison. If you want to remove her as the council liaison, you have to place that as an agenda item.
Okay, because it's her second absence.
Yeah, and that she was excused the first one.
Is right. This one excused?
Not that I know of.
So that's three unexcused absences.
Yeah, I wanted everybody to make awareness of that because the committee can't function well if people are absent all
we
the time. And it can't.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm writing it down, three unexcused. Is there anybody who's going to be taking minutes? Because I found out it's not necessarily the job of the chairperson to take minutes. Another person can do that.
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Anybody else have a member comment? David.
Yes, if you don't mind.
No.
Madam Chair, it is not the staff liaison's job to take minutes. It is within the committee to appoint a recording secretary to take the minutes. This should be a committee function. We shouldn't be tying our staff up with taking minutes.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
I have a member comment.
Yes.
Okay. We talked previously about our job according to the city being a kind of a link between people with disabilities in the city. And it being our job to let people know what the resources are that are available to them. And we talked about there's already on the city website, there's a list of resources, and that it's something that needs constant updating. I have some information to add or to compare. I don't have good internet at home, so I haven't found that page on the city website yet, but I have information to share when we get to the stage where we're doing that work.
And just the link is, I think it's on the top of the page. It's the Legacy Foundation of Southern Arizona. Let me double check.
Just so may I interject or no?
No. Okay. No discussion.
Okay.
That's why we agendize items too, because it's not fair to the public.
So next time, if I wanted to put discussion, like at the bottom where it says member discussion, I can put a sentence there, correct?
You can, what you all want to talk about, yes.
Okay.
But future agenda items.
Yeah, and that, because if you follow like the council meetings, when a council member wants to make them, usually those things are on the agenda. I can't remember if they're allowed during council comments. You're allowed.
Yes, I've heard Anna say things, and I've heard Gabe say things in those comments.
I was double checking whether or not you can respond, and you can, as long as. You let us know that you want to make a comment about so and so. That way, that means.
Yeah, you can't respond. That's
okay.
What happens often is, under the council comments, you may say something came up today that I would like to see on the agenda next time.
Okay.
And the council comments, there's no discussion about it.
Okay.
But then, as mayor, I would indicate to staff. We want that on the agenda next time.
Okay.
So we can say that in the commentary.
Like time, Anna talked about things being on Facebook and, you know, getting more people in with the postings. And she said that as a comment at the end.
Yeah.
Do we have that opportunity as well?
Yes, and that's what we're talking right now is generally, you say, I have a comment about, and that's, you know, and that's what we're kind of going around. Usually, if you have a comment, you say, I have a comment on something.
Okay.
But it cannot be discussed. There's no discussion during member comments, staff comments, or future agenda items.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It's to protect the public from decisions being made without them being aware.
Right.
If you want a full discussion of something, that's why it becomes an agenda item
under
new business.
Right. Okay.
Part of the learning curve here.
So you found that Legacy Foundation
of
Southern Arizona?
Yep.
And that's on the city's website?
It is on the city's website. I just lost it again. Please type.
Well, I have a member comment that I want to apologize for my ignorance of how these proceedings go smoothly, and I promise that I will look into this and research it so that I'm more of a resource to our group. That is my comment.
Yes, it's called the... Thank you.
Yeah.
It's called the Legacy Foundation of Southeast Arizona Resource Guide.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Yes. It is a Legacy Foundation of Southeast Arizona Resource Guide. And when you click on it, it takes you to another link that has tabs depending on whether it's disability, education, employment, whatever you want. And then you click on that and it takes you to another list. So it's just a link tree basically of different resources and how to get to them. And you click on it and it takes you to whatever specific thing you're looking for. And then at the end, they do a pretty good job of keeping it updated too, with what they, because there are so many resources. If we as a city try to put all these resources on our website, we wouldn't have enough room. So you link to one place, who then that's all they do. That's all that Legacy Foundation guide does, is they link to all those different things for you. But if you find something that is not on that list, they tell you how to submit that information too as another resource. You know, and they're very, very responsive to doing that too. I've been to a lot of meetings with the Legacy Foundation, and if there's a resource they're not aware of, you let them know and they'll do everything they can the next time they update it to get it on there as well.
And if the resources disappeared, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, and that's a little bit tougher because if you don't hear about it, you know, if you do find one that's been closed or not available anymore, you let them know and they'll do the research. They won't just take it somebody's word for it. They'll do the research because, you know, okay. Competing resources, that's the way it is. You know, everybody's going for the same access money or the same state money. So, but they've been very good with that list.
Okay. Are there any more member comments? Mm-hmm. Are there any more member comments? Quick question. Are you Jesse Smith?
I'm Jesse Smith. I'm the deaf one. Nice to meet you.
Congratulations.
I'm trying. I think they'll be printed up and written out
comments?
So I can review what you actually all said.
Do you have a member comment?
It's a question. On our next date, since we changed to the 17th, no, I mean, what day are we in?
The next date schedule is October 23rd, is the next meeting. Let me look at my calendar and make sure that I wrote that.
It's October 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a second, I didn't write it down right. It's October 22nd. Let me look on your sheet because, you know what? I think that one was a Tuesday for some reason.
Yes, the 23rd was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. We are not supposed to be discussing this now. We will put this off to where we talk about future agenda items and we'll talk about, is that a problem for anybody?
You mean,
okay,
what,
does
discuss
anybody else
it now? I mean,
well, people. We're not supposed to be discussing.
No.
So I'll bring it up. It's a good point. I'll bring it up to see if there's any problem with it at that point in time. Dwayne, do you have anything? Are there any more member comments? Okay, moving on. Moving on, Dwayne, do you?
Not at this time, I have nothing.
Okay, I have a question on future agenda items. What was left off this agenda was both the Legacy Foundation of Southeast Arizona Resources looking at that, but we've already covered how to access it. But we were also going to look at the pocket guide, and Leslie Johns was going to bring in a copy of the pocket guide. So I would like to see the pocket guide on the next agenda. Mm-hmm. Any comments? You are allowed to make comments in this section.
You're not. This is no discussion.
Oh, no discussion, oh. I see. Oops, sorry. Still learning curves. So, pocket guide.
So do I understand?
Let me just list ideas?
Please.
So sorry, I'm not here to disrupt.
You're here to educate.
There's no reason, if I might, to bring up what you want on the, like you're doing. You can simply go around the table and say, do you have an item right now for the agenda? Put it down. Do you? And then during the ensuing month, you can make contact with the clerk or the chair and get those other items on the agenda.
Brilliant.
But do not say, I want to put this item on. Is that okay with everybody?
Got it.
That is, and the importance of this is not only it gets the city in trouble, the fine is $500 out of your pocket, not the city's pocket, for a violation of just the first offense.
For having a discussion of it.
But David, I have a question on this. For
that's
instance.
Against the open law meetings, correct?
What is?
Asking if everybody's going to prove
that
it
is,
right now.
It is.
But
right.
David, there are times that we need somebody's feedback on something. For example, in the last meeting, I suggested that we have subcommittees. Since that time, David and Dwayne educated me even during that meeting and said that no subcommittees are allowed, that we don't have the staff to be able to do that, so we can't.
Yeah.
So if I hadn't been educated, I would have put it on the agenda, and we're not allowed to have it on the agenda because we can't do it.
Well,
you see?
If you would ask for it to be put on the agenda, the clerk would have told you that
you could not.
Okay.
And that's exactly. And that's, it's just, this is almost like the warm-up to the next month. Because do you have an agenda item? Do you have an agenda item? And then, over the month, you build that agenda. You know, it's not, which is actually better than with the council, because the council, it's like, we're working on agendas every week almost for the city council meeting. You know, because it takes a week to get all of our information together, and then we put it on the next week. We have a little bit more leeway here, so you don't have to, my suggestion is you don't have to put 12 or 13 things on right now that we want to discuss, because I've seen it with a lot of other things I've been a part of, is if you overwork a committee or a group of people, the thing's got to be fun a little bit, and you need to believe what you want to do, and if you get overworked, that's it. Trying to do 15 things a night, I've been here on council meetings till 10 o'clock, and I thought they were important, and they kill me. You know, I don't get paid extra. I'm doing this because I want to be a part of this.
Because you have to be working 7 in the morning?
Before that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then I generally work every single day. I work 7 days a week.
So, I'm too lucky.
No.
Dang.
Seven, no.
Who's Nicole? Nicole Wallace.
Huh?
Huh? I'll tell you afterwards, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other agenda items? Let's start in here.
Our resource list.
Do me a favor, because I'm bad on names.
Trudy.
Trudy, thank you.
What did she say?
Resource list.
Oh.
Would you mind expanding a little bit further? Because I don't know what to put on the agenda. Resource list. Of what?
Resources for people with disabilities.
Yes. Do you have anything for the agenda?
Yes, I do, Tori Child. I would like to bring forth services offered by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI.
You took my...
Sorry, Claire.
No comment. NAMI.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Dwayne?
I don't have agenda items. I'm just here as a liaison. That's it.
Are you allowed to put in things on the agenda?
I'm sure if it's a big enough deal, but this isn't... I'm just here to assist.
Okay, I'm just asking. Yeah. I think you were. Okay. Jesse, do you
have
anything?
I have nothing to discuss. No, I'm just here to support. You're asking, right? Do I have anything to add? Nope. Right?
That's what she asked, yes. For the next meeting,
right.
Do you have ideas?
No, again, I'm just here to support, really. And help
you
do things.
Do you have any agenda items? Something that was going to be, for instance, if there's anything from the previous agenda that you didn't get, that now you could do it.
Oh, I can't do something new?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Outreach for mental illness.
Clarification, sorry. Outreached by us.
Maybe promoted by us.
Okay. I know I said pocket guide, but I have another one that I think is extremely important, and I think you can relate to it. I would like a survey to be done on how many people in this community suffer serious hearing and serious visual impairment so we can see who is being left out.
Let me interject again. I think what you want to do is figure out, that's your job as a committee, figure out how you do that survey and who does the survey. Don't just give us an idea that you want a survey. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like some of the information, you're gaining information on NAMI and things like this. What are you going to do with that? You see, what's the purpose in gaining that information?
That's when we discuss it next week.
Well,
next time.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you're putting things on there with a vision to provide those to certain people in the city, those that need it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying is you would like to see to find out how many people fall into these categories, but you need to help the city. How do you propose to do that?
I understand.
Would be, let's have volunteers from this committee sit at the library and gain this information, or something like that. Provide the city with a how to do it rather than just what you want. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
So where I had said the services provided by NAMI, it should have said the services that NAMI provides that can serve the disabled and substance abuse victims or people of this area. Because that's my end result.
Okay,
okay, got it. Thank you.
It's a nursing care plan.
I'm changing it.
So long as that makes sense and that you don't, I'm not trying to guide anything.
No, I understand.
Make sure that the committee is functioning the way that we need. We need your help.
You're wanting us to provide an end result in how we're going to do our project.
Absolutely. Just don't don't tell the city what you think, what you want. Tell the city how to get it.
Yeah, it's in nursing that's called an ADPI, an assessment.
Am I allowed to talk to her about that afterwards, or no?
Well, one of you, You can't. You can't talk to three to.
No, I
but Claire and I can
different.
Chat it up in the car when I drive her home.
You can just talk about it in the car.
Okay.
You betcha.
Okay.
Oh, bless.
I did a second. Does anybody else have anything more to add to the agenda? We're up to five items. It's not required to have more. But
I count seven items, Madam Chair, because we had to table... two items off of our current agenda, which would be, before you arrived, item two and item three were tabled, so they would be added to the next.
Okay, thank you very much. So they would be the first two. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the correction. Okay. Thanks again for covering for me. Okay, last call. Any more agendas? And I will provide, after the meeting's over, on a one-to-one, I will provide my email, just so that that you won't have to wait.
I have a suggestion for your next agenda. Find out who your recording secretary is going to be.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And a backup in case they're not there.
Notes, Tori.
It's the nursing here.
Okay, if there's no more agenda, I call for. You have one?
No, but I still want to talk about the meeting.
Oh, that October 23rd.
Yes.
Good point. Is that going to be the Tuesday, October 23rd? Will that be a problem for anyone in this committee?
It will be.
The time of the next meeting?
The 5:30, October 23rd,
I
Tuesday.
I do have class that night, but I wasn't here for the first meeting to give my input, so that's not very fair for me to change your schedule. It probably will not be the next meeting, so.
That shouldn't preclude you. If we find that Tuesday is not a good night, is there anyone else that Tuesday is a problem with?
I'm having surgery on my hand, taking the bone out of here, and I won't be able to attend.
Okay, and I'm not sure when my second eye laser surgery is going to be myself.
If it's not going to work, my suggestion is you contact Nina, and then Nina can tell you what's available.
Okay.
Because we can't... The committees and commissions are at the mercy, and even the council is at the mercy of where we're at right now. So if that doesn't work, you ask, and she'll give two dates that are available, and either they work or they don't.
No, we don't want five people calling Nina, so who should call Nina?
The chair. Generally the chair.
The chair? Okay.
Question. October 22nd, does it mean she scheduled the 23rd? Because the 22nd probably was not possible, because I was surprised she switches from a, when we all agreed on Monday, she switched us to a Tuesday.
It's very possible there's another meeting. I don't know what the meetings are. That's why they have the full...
Yeah, they know who's
doing what. Yeah, they have the full calendar for the county and the city.
Okay, I'm going to assume there is a glitch there. October 29th, that's a Monday.
I'm going to suggest, Marie, you're not understanding. You don't, unfortunately, get to have that option. You're going to have, if that date that you have right now isn't going to work, you've got to go to NINA and say, what dates do you have? Don't decide now, because that any of those dates you decide may not be available.
I'm asking for two dates now.
No. You ask them. You just hate NINA. I need two more dates.
Okay. And let me just ask, is Monday is the best night, I understand.
Monday works great for me.
Or not?
Any Monday.
Well, I'm going to take the guidance of the mayor, and I'll wait for NINA to provide the list of what's available, because she might not have any Mondays available.
I'm going to wait, too.
So I'm afraid that's the way, I think that's our best advice.
Yes. The choices that were given to us from our last meeting were Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Monday.
Yeah, but that would make it Monday, December 17th.
But that got changed on us.
That would put us way out.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we could meet in October, if not November, not wait till December.
So, Madam Chair, if you were to contact NINA tomorrow with the choice of maybe three dates and then notify us, we would be able to come to
a
decision.
She will notify you, not me.
Sure. Have us be notified.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Is there any call to adjourn?
I call to adjourn.
I second.
First motion. Now, on